Well, the formal name for this feast, we could call it, the Solemnity of the Epiphany of the Lord. We call it all sorts of other things. The Feast of the Three Kings. In Mexico and other parts of the world, Los Tres Reyes Magos. So who were these mysterious figures, these kings? Why do we call them kings? Why do we call them magi? Why do we call them wise men? Because these don't sound like necessarily synonymous terms. Well, the Greek word that was used for them is magoi. In Latin, magi ad orienti, magi from the east. So again, that word magi, we don't use that word necessarily in any other context that I can think of. So the one term they used, kings, that tradition developed, maybe you could say, as a way of bringing to fulfillment some of the things from the Old Testament. By the way, this is from the Gospel of Matthew. One of the things about Matthew's Gospel is he always, I shouldn't say always, but more than the other evangelists, keeps citing how what we are reading in the Good News is fulfillment of what was said by this person or this prophet or on this occasion. And so, as Psalm 72 declares, may the kings of Tarshish and the islands bring tribute. The kings of Sheba and Seba offer gifts. Sounds like something in the story that we just heard. Isaiah the prophet says that when kings see you, they shall stand up and princes shall bow down. Again, this reference to kings paying tribute, bringing gifts. You can see why we've traditionally thought of them as the kings, the fulfillment of what Isaiah said. Having said that, though, Matthew, the gospel we just heard, doesn't actually call them kings, though. But we also sometimes call them wise men. Not wise guys, wise men. In ancient times, the East was considered to be the source of wisdom, where the light of a new day, its brilliance, that it enters human experience. St. Matthew indeed said that they were from the East, but he distinctly calls them magi. Magi. Now, what is a magi? These were, it's commonly believed, adherents to an ancient religion known as Zoroastrianism. And they could make cell phones go off from a distance and stuff like that. They may have been practitioners of astrology, maybe even the dark arts. So we hear these terms, kings, wise men, magi. Well, that kind of ties in where we get all these terms. But these men, however we want to call them, they told this wicked and paranoid king, Herod, that they were in search of this newborn king of the Jews. And having sidestepped his plan to carry out and kill this child, they continued following the mysterious star until it led them to a house. And that's an interesting thing there. This reference to a house rather than to the manger seems to infer that this occasion, they're bringing gifts to him, happened sometime after Jesus' birth. But Matthew tells us that upon entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, that they then prostrated themselves before him. So what about these gifts, though? And we should understand this wasn't a baby shower. In fact, they weren't really even gifts, because after all, as we declare, he was king, and all things are already his. Instead, I think it can be more properly understood as a gesture of honor, of tribute. But to be clear, what we primarily celebrate in this, of course, is not the gifts. It's not even the mysterious men. It's that they came to encounter the newborn king and to take that experience, that revelation, we would call it, back out into the world. That gets to the heart of what this is about. There's a lot to be considered and processed in all that. That all nations, all people became, in a moment, you could say, God's children, part of his covenant through the birth of this child that they saw. But in this, part of what we celebrate is the fact that these magi took this news, this good news, to the nations of the world. And with that in mind, it takes us all the way to the end, the very end of St. Matthew's Gospel, where he tells his disciples, go and make disciples of all nations. In other words, what these men have experienced and in some ways have sort of taken with them out into the world, now go bring it to life. But as I said at the beginning of this Mass, this is not just really a story from the past that has no bearing upon us right now. If we are to consider what it means for us, maybe one thing we would ask is, well, if I as a disciple am to bring to fulfillment what they first experienced, if I am as a disciple, am indeed as Jesus commanded, to go and make disciples of all nations, what does that look like? What does my resume look like, maybe you could ask. I suspect every one of us could answer that a little differently. I found myself thinking about a story about a man who had this troubling dream. And in this dream, he was in a room filled with drawers. Think of those drawers that you find in libraries with all the little Dewey Decimal cards in them. Drawers like that, drawer after drawer after drawer, one above the other, one beside another. But then he came closer to one of these drawers and he looked at one of them and noticed a label on there. Girls I have liked. That intrigued him. What he found when he opened the drawer and looked at each card, there was indeed a name of a girl that at one point that he had had fondness or he was smitten over. Well, that was odd. And so he closed the drawer and saw the drawer immediately next to it. And it was labeled friends. Well, he was intrigued again. He opened the drawer and saw one card after another had the name of friends from any part of his life. Current friends, old friends. There were lots of cards. But then he saw another drawer. Friends I have betrayed. That troubled him, but he opened it. And then he saw another drawer, lustful thoughts I've had. He saw another drawer, hurtful comments I've made. He opened it. He looked at one card after another. Each recalled something hurtful he had said in detail to another person. But he also noticed that each card was written in his own handwriting and bore his signature. It hit home. He stood in disbelief, and his heart was sort of palpitating. He came to realize that in these drawers were an account of every word he'd ever said, every action, both those good or bad, in detail. It was all on these cards, drawer after drawer after drawer, card after card after card. And so he closed the door with a certain shame and embarrassment. Yes, there were things that were good on there, but isn't it true for us that it's the things where we miss the mark, the things that we didn't live up to the virtue to which we're called that tend to sting and stay with us? Again, with a certain shame and embarrassment, a little anxious, he finally noticed another drawer. People I have shared the good news of Jesus with. Boy, after seeing all those things that he had done wrong, at least I could open that drawer and maybe somehow put it back into balance. So with a little hopefulness, he opened it, and he found four cards within it. Four cards. Again, and with a certain disbelief and embarrassment. Man, of all the things I've done, of all the things I've ever said, I have only told four people that God loves us so much, that he was born among us. Four people. This solemnity reminds us. God wanted the message that we celebrated on Christmas to reach all peoples, your neighbors, the people you work with. Who knows? Maybe you. At the end of this Mass, as we do at every Mass, you and I are dismissed to go out into the world. Is it possible that we could ensure that someone knows that God loves them and that because he loves them, he wanted to come close to them? Maybe especially those you know, just like I know, who are hurting, who are lost. I can't imagine there's anybody in this room who doesn't know somebody who's hurting or lost. And if that seems daunting, or if your heart is so guarded, would you at least pray about it? Maybe even take the next step and consider, what does it look like to talk to somebody about that and let them know that God loves them in their pain? It's a beautiful truth. But also, may we ask ourselves, which drawer for me, as I ask for myself and you for yourself, which drawer is going to get most cards added to it this week?